parents of the Seminoles, Albert and Jesse Bell Devane, brought them to the festival for many years. Frank is still the chief medicine man of the Cow Creek tribe, the Miccosukees, at Brighton. Let's give him a hand. He says he doesn't see so good. Frank, I believe you are 86.
Are you?
I'm stretching it. He's just a young sprat. He's just 80. And this is his beautiful wife, Lottie Shore, and the great-great-granddaughter of the Evangeline of the Everglades, Polly Parker. And this is young Polly, who is the great-great-great-great-granddaughter of Polly. Now, I'm going to take a minute or two to tell you about the first Polly. Would you like to hear it? And they had their daughter, Geneva, tell me this lovely story, or tragic story, with a happy ending. At the end of the terrible Seminole Wars, a price was put on the Seminoles' heads, and they were gathered up and taken, all those that they could find, and taken prisoners and taken to an island in the mouth of Tampa Bay. And there they were loaded on ships to be taken to Oklahoma through the Gulf of Mexico. Well, Polly was torn from the bosom of her young family. She was a young woman with four children and a husband, and she never saw them again. She never knew what happened to them. But she was taken prisoner and loaded on that ship, one of the ships, and taken toward Oklahoma. Well, the ship put in way up here, right in the bend of Florida. You know how it's shaped, right there, to refuel. It was a wood burner. And Polly and a small band got permission, I don't really know how they did, to go ashore to gather medicine herbs for the ailing members. Well, now you know what happened. The minute their feet hit that ground, they were gone. And the soldiers knew better than to try to find them. And hiding by day and traveling by night with nothing but the ragged clothes they had on their backs, they made their way all the way from up there in Big Bend country, all the way back to the Everglades. They lived off the land, berries, roots, leaves that they knew, an occasional snared bird or small animal. Polly got sick, and she begged them to leave her because she was slowing them up so. But they wouldn't do that. They made a litter and carried her until she was able to walk again. Well, they went into the Everglades and joined the pitiful little hand of Seminoles that remained there and picked up the broken pieces of their lives and began anew. Polly married again and raised a beautiful family, and today living in Brighton Reservation and the Big Cypress and along there at Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, Dania, that area, there are more than 2,000 descendants of that brave, courageous woman known as the Evangeline of the Everglades, And this is her beautiful two descendants right here. Two of her wonderful descendants. I thought you'd like to know that story. Now, they love to come to the Folk Festival, and Lottie has a craft booth up here and with some lovely things that she's made, and I hope you'll go by there and visit with them. Thank you so much for listening. Now, thank you, Cliff Bushaw, for waiting. Cliff is a remarkable young man. He's adopted Florida as his very own state. He lives down at Stewart, and he loves to make music about Florida. Let's welcome Cliff Buckosh. That right? Okay.
We got any Florida crackers out there? Yeah. Yeah, I see we got some. Well, I wasn't lucky enough to be born a Florida cracker. I was born up in Ohio. But, we got some Buckeyes too, huh? Well, came down about 8 years ago, moved to Stewart. And when I got down there, everybody said I was a Yankee because I came from up north. I thought I was a Buckeye. But then when I told everybody I was going to stay down there, move down there and stay, they said I was a damn Yankee. So, I don't know. But I like Stewart a lot. I like Florida a lot. That's why I guess I'm going to stay down here, and I guess I'll be a damn Yankee till I die. I wish my mama knew how to cook swamp cabbage. Wish my daddy had a rattlesnake hide. Wish I knew how to fix some corn fritters. Wish I had me a Seminole bride. I want to be a Florida cracker, but I'll never get a chance to try. I want to be a Florida cracker, but I'll be a damn Yankee till I die. Ho! Well, I love them alligator pink flamingo, kumquat, avocado, key lime pie. Can't get enough of that sunshine serves up, never get enough of that clear blue sky. Here we go! I want to be a Florida cracker, but I'll never get a chance to try. I want to be a Florida cracker, but I'll be a damn Yankee till I die. Ho! Now, we got any Florida crackers out there? Let me hear you say, Florida cracker. All right, not too bad. Let's do it on a count of three. Ready? One, two, ready, sing. Florida cracker. Oh, we got a couple out there. I think most of them are sleeping, though. Let's try one more time. One, two, ready, sing. Florida cracker. That's much more better. All right. All right. Add it in with me this time. Well, Osceola, Flagler, Ponce, Menendez all knew that they found something good. Key West smugglers, tarpon, sponge divers never would leave even if they could. Here we go. Wanna be a Florida cracker, but I'll never get a chance to try. I wanna be a Florida cracker, but I'll be a damn Yankee till I die. I wanna be a Florida cracker. Oh, Lord, I wanna be that guy. I wanna be a Florida cracker, but be a damn Yankee till I die. Ho! Thank you. I got a job entertaining on a riverboat that goes between Stewart and Lake Okeechobee and back, and I sing them songs. One thing I see every time I go down the river is everybody cane pole fishing, and that's what this song is all about. cane pole fishing. Cane pole fishing, sitting and wishing. Mullet bouncing across the bay. Snook come a hooking, everybody looking. Catch me a big one nearly every day. Rich man get up, said he's getting fed up. $100 reel and a store-bought bait. I said, hey, mister, go and see my sister. She'll trade you for a cane pole catching fish today. Got my cane pole, and I'm gonna catch a fish today. Got my cane pole. Look out now, cause I'm on my way. Hey! Yacht come cruising, everybody boozing. I show them all the fish that I caught today. Hands start clapping, everybody laughing. Throw me a quart of bourbon and on their way. Got my cane pole, and I'm gonna catch a fish today. Got my cane pole. Look out now, cause I'm on my way. Hey, cane pole fishing, I'm sitting and wishing. Mullet bouncing across the bay. Snook come hooking, everybody looking. Catch me a big one nearly every day. Catch me a big one nearly every day. Catch me a big one nearly every day. Cane pole fishing. Thank you. I'd like to do one more for you. This is a song about the Stewart area. That's where the St. Lucie River flows into the Indian River and out to the ocean. Stewart's the sailfish capital of the world. And the place right next to it, Jensen Beach, is the green turtle capital of the world because those big old sea turtles come up there and lay eggs on the beach. This song called Florida. Where the St. Lucie flows to the Indian River, the sailfish are flying, the green turtle lay. Where the palm trees are blowing from the cool ocean breezes, the sand crabs are hiding, the sandpiper plays. Florida is home, my treasures are here, where the sands and the skies and the waters are clear. Florida is home, what pleasures I find, living the way that God had in mind. It makes my heart happy to lie in the sand and watch the big breakers roll up on the land. The children are playing, the white seagulls call, with the big yellow sun smiling down on it all. Florida is home, my treasures are here, where the sands and the skies, the waters are clear. Florida is home, what pleasures I find, living the way that God had in mind. Living the way that God had in mind. Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Thank you, Thelma.
Here's Cliff's record. He'd love for you to buy him out. He calls it simply Florida, and it's fine. I enjoy playing mine. Now let's welcome from up Tallahassee way, I think. Let me put my finger on it. You know I need it. If I'd have known this program was such fine print, I'd have brought my magnifying glass. But we love our international dancers, and we especially love Drava folk dancers from Tallahassee. Here they come, Drava.
This afternoon we're going to do four Bulgarian dances for you. We're starting out with a pravo, which is a basic Bulgarian dance, which is done at parties for hours. It's one that the whole villagers get into and just everybody joins in. Then we're doing two dances from the Shope region. We're doing Radomirsko Horo and Jove Malo Mome, and we're ending up with a Thracian dance called Rachanitsa.
Another hand. Drama. Now let's get our feet right planted right firmly back in another old cracker folk way with a cracker boy from down Dade City way, Dennis Devine. Dennis coordinates the folk festival, the Heart of Florida Folk Festival, held in conjunction with the fair, the county fair down there. And I go down and MC it, and we have a great old time.
Thank you, Thelma. You've had a chance to listen to a lot of different folk music. I'm sure some of the tunes you haven't heard, and maybe you've heard this one. This, I guess you'd call it a new folk song. It came out around the early 60s, so it's just working its way through the folk process. It's only a 20, 25-year-old song. It's called Don't Think Twice. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Even you don't know by now. Still, I wish there was something you could do or say to try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's alright. Well, it ain't no use for turning on your light, babe. The light I never know. It ain't no use for turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you could do or say. Try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. Well, don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down that long, lonesome lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye's too good a word, girl, so I'll just say fairly well. Now I ain't saying you treated me unkind, could have done a whole lot better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Thank you. I saw a few of you singing along there. I think a few of you have heard that one. This one that was written by A.P. Carter, out of the Carter family. It's been played by bluegrass and folk musicians alike.
Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. Well, I wonder if they'll miss me when I'm gone. I wonder if they'll pray for the boy who went away and left their dear old parents all alone. Well, you can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can see the fields of bluegrass where I roam. You could almost hear them cry as I kiss the boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home. Just a village and a homestead on the farm, and a mother's love to keep you from all harm. A mother's love so true, and a sweetheart brave and true. Just a village and a homestead on the farm. Well, you can hear the cattle lowing in the lane. You can see the fields of bluegrass where I roam. You could almost hear them cry as I kiss the boy goodbye. Well, I wonder how the old folks are at home.
Thank you. I'm going to do one more number for you now. This is written by one of our Florida folk musicians, Will McLean. He'll be here this afternoon. About a flood, about rain. I hope we get some soon. Not as much as this song talks about, but some anyway.
It was in the late 20s, there came a big flood. It drowned 4,000 degrees worth of mud. Was nothing could withstand that great tidal wave, and the ghosts of the vanished still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, is calling and seeking for other poor homes. Lord, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. The Seminole left there with haste and with speed. Their wise words of warning given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned dark as night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, it's calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lord, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Now Lake Okeechobee is calm and serene. And all around it is fertile and green. But the people get silent when the wild winds do blow. They look at the earth dam and think of their homes. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When the wild winds are blowing across the Okeechobee, it's calling and seeking for other poor souls. Lord, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold.
Thank you very much.
And that was one of Will's songs, one of Will McLean's songs. I'm delighted that you're hearing so many of them sung. And don't forget to go up and buy one of his new books that's just off the press, Will McLean's Cross the Shadows of My Face. It's just beautiful. And now let's welcome two of our favorites from Tampa, Mary Ann Danella and Tony Myers. Let's clap them onto the stage.
It's a little bit high. You okay? You got it? We'd like to start with a song, and we just learned the words too, so there'll be no snickering if we go up on the words. This is Peter Rowan's Land of the Navajo.
Turquoise in his hand. By side sat Running Elk, his longtime Indian friend. Vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack gambled everything he owned to lead the wandering life. He might have had a happy home or a tender loving wife. His hunger was for trading trapper's furs for turquoise stones. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold of the Navajo, in the land of the Navajo. Said Jack to Running Elk, I'll gamble on my precious stones before I leave my body here among these bleaching bones. Now my time is drawing near, I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. We're raped and killed, we stole your land, we rule with guns and knives. fed whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wives. Said running elk, what's done is done, you white men rule this land. Lay the cards face up and play your last broken hearted hand. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. Dealing cards with death, the jokers wild, the aces high. Jack bet the Mississippi River, running elk raised in the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon and raised him with the stars. Running up at the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. The sun was sinking in the west, Jack drew the ace of spades. Running up just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stones, he cast them to the sky. Stared into the setting sun, made a mournful cry. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo.
Thank you. We didn't do so bad.
We go to Paradise? Or?
Huh? Do that You Know It's Hard thing, and then we'll finish with Paradise. I don't know who wrote this next song, but Peter, Paul, and Mary did it way back when. It's called Trying to Win.
You know it's...